This is episode 1502. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for all the goodness you're doing for yourself as you get ready to discover a meditation technique to take into your meditation today. The full guided meditations are on our new app we recently released called the Sip and Om app. It's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, because we will be offering teas soon. And then the word and, A-N-D, Om, O-M, Sip and Om. Om is for the meditation. There you'll find over 1,500 half-hour guided meditations that come with a journal. Each week's theme, as you know, we have a theme we focus on each week. There's a journal that goes right along with the theme, as well as a guide with the different techniques I share each week organized for you. Many people like to use the guide throughout their day to open it up and look for a technique or two to do during the stressful times of their day. So this is not even up on my website yet. You can find this app at the Google Play Store or the iTunes. So go to Google Play or iTunes, because we have both Android and iOS versions, and just look for Sip and Om app. You can try it for 2 weeks absolutely free to see what you think. So now for you and your meditation technique, as you settle yourself down to meditate. As you know, I've been at yoga teacher training in Northern California, and I'm here for a month, and I'll soon be offering yoga postures for you. For now, I just finished my first week of training. It was pretty intense. It's a Sunday as I record this, and we still have class on Sunday. 7 days a week we have class. We actually are teaching each other today, so that will be a lot of fun. What I decided to do is share some of the great relaxation breathing techniques that I've been learning. I decided to share those with you this week for our relaxation theme. I know many of you are on summer vacation or holiday, so I thought you might like some easy breathing techniques to do while you're waiting in airports, maybe going on tours, spending time with family. Sometimes that can be stressful. So this technique you'll be doing today is a beautiful technique after a day of sightseeing or touring, or maybe you wish you were on vacation, but you're not, you're still working, or you just can't make it out anywhere, so you're stuck home and you want to just relax. This is a great technique to do before you go to bed. It is called the Chandra Bheda Pranayama 1. It is the lunar breath. So you'll probably remember the name lunar breath, not the Sanskrit name that I read for you. Chandra means moon, and Bheda means expanding or bursting forth. This is a breathing technique that cools your nervous system. So whenever you're cooling your nervous system, it promotes calmness and tranquility. That sounds pretty good. This technique is also helpful to increase your inner spiritual awareness. You're going to be alternating between nostrils when you do this breathing technique. So how you do it is there's a mudra that goes along with this technique, how you place your hands when you do it. I don't want you to worry too much about that. Just know this is going to be a modified version for you. That's easy to do. You can alternate nostrils with either hand that you want. What that means might sound kind of scary, alternating nostrils. Don't worry about it. It just means that you'll be inhaling through one nostril while the other one is closed off with your finger or thumb. And then you'll pinch both of the nostrils shut, holding your breath for the count that I guide you through. And then you'll open up another nostril and exhale out of that nostril. And then you'll start the whole process over again. So you'll be alternating your breath in between your nostrils. This is a pretty cooling technique. So you're going to be inhaling and exhaling through your left nostril because this is what is so cooling. So go ahead and sit up straight as you do this and just bring your right hand up near your face and close your right nostril. You can use your thumb to do this or a finger, whatever works best for you, as I mentioned. And then inhale through your left nostril to the count of eight. Then you're going to hold both of your nostrils closed for the count of eight. Then you're going to release the right nostril and exhale to a count of eight. So I'll guide you through this a few times and then you take it into your meditation ritual. So close your eyes, keeping them slightly elevated at the point between your eyebrows. Close your right nostril with your thumb and inhale through your left nostril for the count of eight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Pinch both nostrils closed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Open the right nostril and exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Close the right nostril and inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hold both nostrils closed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Open up the right nostril and exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Close the right nostril, inhale through the left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Pinch both nostrils closed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Open up the right nostril and exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Very nice. You can do a few more rounds or sink into your inner stillness. You are so worth slowing down